Time for Business Now with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas.
Kia ora, Atamarie, good morning. Coming up in today's bulletin, businesses' budget expectations are low, corporate earnings season gets underway, and I'll have the latest from the financial markets. The government budget is out on Thursday and expectations of any significant business-related spending are low, although the business wish list leans towards tax breaks in some form. Finance Minister Grant Robertson has already spelled out it's a health and climate change budget, which will take the lion's share of new spending. ANZ senior economist Miles Workman is watching for how much stimulus government spending adds to the economy, thus adding to the Reserve Bank's challenges.
This extra spending, it certainly adds macroeconomic stimulus. So, higher than otherwise interest rates are the result of that, generally. But I would say that the details can matter. Where the money's directed, can make a small difference there.
Front, Miles Workman says the cut in the petrol tax may be extended, with possibly some targeted help for people hardest hit by inflation, but not much else.
Insofar as addressing the inflation problem with either tax relief or increased spending, the policymakers do need to be careful that they aren't, in a macro sense, actually just adding further fuel to the inflation fire.
Grant Robertson has also pointed to a year's delay in reaching a budget surplus. Miles Workman expects a downbeat set of Treasury economic forecasts.
The Treasury is more likely to downgrade their outlook overall simply because they have no choice now but to bake in a much higher OCR track into their model, and that generally spits out a lot weaker domestic demand, so that's private consumption, investment, that type of thing. So that's really a big mechanism there in the forecast horizon that's likely going to weigh on the economy and the fiscals as well.
And for good measure, expect another $20 billion plus extra borrowing as the Reserve Bank starts selling some of its accumulated bonds back to Treasury, which will also have to contend with higher interest rates. Well, the mini corporate earnings season gets underway this week, and investors will be on the lookout for how rising inflation and interest rates are affecting the country's biggest businesses. More than 25 firms will be reporting their financial results, including big names like Mainfreight, Infratil, and a number of property investors and retirement village operators. Forsyth Barr analysts say rising interest rates, cost inflation, and the lingering effects of the pandemic will be the key themes this earnings season, especially in the aged care and property sectors. But investment analyst and founder of the share tipping service StockFox, David McEwen, says all companies will be feeling the squeeze.
It becomes a matter then of which companies are best able to pass on those costs. I would think food companies, anything in the consumer area, retailers should be able to pass on their costs because they're selling things that people tend to buy on a regular basis. The tricky part is for companies that may be in a situation where they either facing a lot of competition or lower demand and they aren't able to put their prices up as much as they would like to.
And Manawa Energy, formerly known as Trustpower, will be the first cab off the rank, it reports this morning. Well, turning now to the markets, and Wall Street's main indices finished in the black over the weekend, concluding what was a rollercoaster week as investors weigh up rising inflation and higher interest rates. The Dow Jones closed up 1.5%, the S&P 500 was up 2.4%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq was up 3.7%. Our local top 50 index starts the week at 11,168. It dipped 9 points on Friday and dropped close to 4% last week. The New Zealand dollar trading at 62.8 US cents, 90.4 Australian, 51.2 British pence, 0.604 euro, 81.2 Japanese yen, and 4.27 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is up 3.4% to $111.55 a barrel, and gold is down $11 to $1,811 an ounce. And that's business for now. I'll be back with an update on the markets around 8:30.